one of the biggest things that I'm seeing, Garrett, there's been a lot of transition over the last 2 years of people moving in and out of certain areas. For instance, they used to say Florida was the great place to retire, maybe not so much anymore. And I really think it's time for everybody to do a deep dive into their demographics. If you're going to pick one feature and you're going to market that feature, you know, does your whole staff, all your team understand that why and why we're doing that? And then to keep the loyalty, because Gary, I tell people all the time, you could have 100 new patients come through, but if you don't have a good internal marketing program and or a retention program, that's walking out the door.
Yes.
So,
but it's a hidden cost. So, you know, yes, there's the actual cost, which is like, oh, to change a marketing company is going to cost me $10,000, or to hire a new person, it's going to cost me $3,000 to train them and onboard them and those kind of things. But then there's the hidden cost of that lost time, that lost energy, and all those, that momentum that you had before. Welcome back to another episode of Dental Marketing Go. I'm your host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you create, convert, and close more new patients so you can grow the way that you want. But you can't grow if you don't know what's going to happen this next year. And it's going to be crazy. And today, I have the one, the only, the D. Fisher. And last year, I actually did a podcast just like this, and she actually predicted what was going to happen in 2023. And guess what? She was right. And it caught a lot of people flat-footed. And I'm really, really excited because I think today's topic that she's going to break down for us is going to really hit you hard this year. But if you're ahead of it and you realize it, you'll be able to grow unlike all of your competition. So Dee, thank you so much for coming on. Let's dive into this. So I know for 2024, I know one big thing that people, everybody's coming to you and having conversations around is setting goals for the next year, which sounds pretty basic, but there's some nuances for around that. Can you kind of break that down for me?
First of all, Gary, thanks for having me on. And I think the biggest thing is we have to be realistic with these goals. And a lot of people, you know, when they're setting their goals, they don't know why they're setting their goals. But I really want everybody to look at this year is, what are their pain points? Why are they going to look for a new marketing company? Or why do they think their marketing is not working? For instance, you know, we see a lot of times, you know, we're going to put a special feature out there that we're going to market, whether it be new patient, whether it be full arch, right? But we don't know what's really not working in our house because we've had new patient ads before, right? So really go back and do your homework this year. Look at, just take the last 6 months and see how many new patients have come through. What were your leads? What does it look like? And why it was not working instead of just saying, I need a new
marketing. It wasn't working. Yeah.
And I think that's going to be key, Gary, this year.
Yeah. One thing that I've come to realize just from doing this year over year is that, and this is average in the dental industry, the average dental office loses 80% of their new patient opportunities before they even get to the office because you have a 35% unanswered rate, and then you have an average of a 50% conversion rate when they do get on the phone if your team's not trained. So that's 80% of your marketing budget down the drain that has nothing to do with marketing, right? And that's really what we're calling out here is like, yeah, and it could be anything. So when you're setting your goals, it's not just marketing, there's everything. So what are some areas around, like what are some key areas around pain points that you're seeing that people really need to make sure they understand if they want to grow this next year?
Hey, happy new year. And thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got something really, really important to share with you that's going to bring massive impact to your practice. So every year, things change in your market. Every single year, people move, incomes change, populations change, and it's really important that you stay up to date with that. And one of the things that we offer to all of our customers, and we want to offer it to all of our listeners completely for free, is mapping out your new patients. So we're not going to only show you where your new patients are coming from on a map, just like this above, but we're also going to show you the income areas that they're coming from, the different pockets of income, as well as the populations to make sure that you have supporting areas to where you can attract more new patients. And lastly, we're going to map out all of your competition for you for free. This is 100% for free, no obligation. And we're really excited to share this with all of our listeners. So all you have to do is go to maps.smcnational.com. And it's first come, first serve. We're not going to offer this forever. So if you want to get this, get in now, get all your new patients mapped out for the new year. We're looking forward to talking to you soon. Thanks.
Well, I think one of the biggest things that I'm seeing, Garrett, there's been a lot of transition over the last 2 years of people moving in and out of certain areas. For instance, they used to say Florida was the great place to retire, maybe not so much anymore. And I really think it's time for everybody to do a deep dive into their demographics. We see housing going up all over. We see all these things happening and things are not the same. You know, you have to look at what was a year ago might not be the same. You know, the average per income and per household has changed drastically within certain markets, but yet we tend to still do the same thing. It's so funny. I was in an office the other day and a young lady came up to me and she said, I think we should market to this zip code. And I said, why is that? She says, a lot of wealthy people live there. So we did a fee schedule reset and we did some investigating and we found out that the zip code that used to be the wealthiest is not so much anymore. And they were shocked, just totally shocked. But we see a lot of transition and we forget when we're setting our marketing goals that we really have to look at our avatar and look at what does that really look like? You know, so I think take into consideration this year is, you know, who's moving in, who's moving out, why are they moving in, why are they moving out, and what type of shopper are they really? And I think that's really part of the, take your avatar and redo your avatar. Look at it really close. I think you have to know the why to your avatar this year. And that's going to be a biggie across the board for me.
Yeah, that's a big one. And one thing that we do for everybody, and I'll throw this out there for anybody who's listening, we do mapping for everybody that we work with because we have to have updated information like that because it's constantly changing now faster than ever. And so that's something that we do for free. So if someone wants that, you can reach out to us, just visit our website or touch bases with Dee and she'll get you in contact with us. So now the other thing that you said there that I think was really important is readjusting your avatar. And the reason for that, and it might not just be readjusting your avatar, but readjusting your expectations of your avatar because, so dentists right now are squeezed, right? Dentists don't have as much money as they had 2 years ago. Why? Because they are, their cost of goods went up, their labor went up, the cost to do everything went up, and they're not making more money. So that means they have less money. So that means dentists are going to buy less, right? And so that's something that I've had to understand. Dee, you have to understand that as well, because our clients are dentists. So we have to understand that perspective. But patients are going through the same thing. Interest rates are up, car notes are up, mortgages are higher. It's harder to buy a house. It's harder to, everything's more, food's more expensive. So that means they're going to have, you may not change your avatar. You may still attract the same person, but they have less disposable income. So how you solve that is through not changing necessarily who your avatar is, but maybe you add patient financing into the mix and you're doing a lot more financing, or maybe you're doing a lot more, you're going to treatment, do different schedules of treatment where you're going to stage it more, things like that. What are your thoughts around that, Dee?
Yeah, I think, you know, really enhancing the marketing journey along with the patient journey is hand in hand this year, more so than ever. So for instance, you know, what is going to promote loyalty within your practice? What does that look like? And is that really relevant in your marketing? For example, if you're going to pick one feature and you're going to market that feature, you know, does your whole staff, all your team understand that why and why we're doing that? And then to keep the loyalty, because Gary, I tell people all the time, you could have 100 new patients come through, but if you don't have a good internal marketing program and or a retention program, that's walking out the door, maybe 50% of it. So I think looking at, you know, what are you really offering? So if I have a special and I say it's going to be a new patient special, you know, what's your expectations from that? What does that look like? Is that a one time, you know, is it, do you expect to come out two times, three times? How do you expect to get them into your recare program? I think really this year, you've got to have the line of stability in your practice. And by that, I mean is if you have a marketing program, what is going to keep it stable? Because the one thing that I'm seeing is, and it's true, you know, a lot of us dentists have a lot less money, but people jump off the bandwagon too quick before something can even work. And to me, it's that's costing you more money. And it's the same thing as when you have teams and you're constantly retraining.
Yeah.
Because we haven't done the proper, there's a cost to it.
Yes.
So I think
and people it's a hidden, need to realize. But it's a hidden cost. So you know, there's the actual cost, which is like, oh, to change a marketing company is going to cost me $10,000. Or to hire a new person, it's going to cost me $3,000 to train them and onboard them and those kind of things. But then there's the hidden cost of that lost time and that lost energy and all those, that momentum that you had before.
Right. And I think spending time really to develop your content. You know, it's, and I do that, you know, I ask a lot of my team members, you know, what do they think? You know, what do they see working in the market? What are their feelings? Because we have so many smart team members and we need to use those smart team members to our advantage and give them some ownership in what we're doing on the marketing front. But I think is really understanding your content. Just don't put out a new patient special that means nothing, right? Put out a new patient special that's going to really resonate. And what do I mean by that? A lot of times we see new patient special, $99. But how about if we put new patient special, awesome audio, awesome, you know, office, you know, something, a tagline in there that's just going to make that a little bit different. And believe me, that catches people's attention. So I think really spending time with content, the why is going to be very big this year because look, everybody's going to market this year, right? Things are tighter. You know, expenses have gone up, like you said, Gary, and everybody's looking to the marketing companies to really take this to the next level, you included, right? I'm sure they're expecting a lot. But again, I look back and say, I just don't want to see a blanket ad or a blanket, you know, feature. I want to see something that's going to set us apart. So spend time on your content. You know, you spend time on your avatar. You spend time spending money on marketing, right? Why not spend time on your content? And I think it's really key this year to look at what are you putting out there? What tells your story?
Yeah, I think one of the most powerful things inside of that you can do that's easy is getting more Google reviews, because that's really the thing that people are looking at. And something that we've tested this a lot of different ways, taglines, different things like that. The number one thing that gets people to look at your ad is either putting starting your ad, or whatever it is, starting it with a number. So we usually put like 5-star rated dentist. In some states, you can put number one rated dentist on Google, but it has to be true, right? You have to be the number one rated dentist on Google. That works really, really well. What are some other nuances that people have to think through as they start to piece this together in the new year? What are some other things that they should be aware of or should think through, or some of the pitfalls that you're seeing? I know you said people are setting unrealistic expectations. They're also not thinking through why they're having to change things. They just kind of gloss over and say, hire a new marketing person or hire a new consultant or hire a new this. Why are you having to do that? Like, why are you having to hire those new people?
Right.
Solving that first is really big. What are some other nuances that people need to pay attention to?
I also think, Gary, really key this year is understanding your specific local market and competition. You know, what's out there in your local market? You know, we look so broadly sometimes, but take the closest 5 or 10 dental offices and look at that. Look at what they're marketing. Look at what they're doing. Call up their offices. You know, we all did the secret shopper thing back in the day, and I'm still a believer of it. You know, call up, see what they're offering, what they're doing. And why you want to do that is, like I said, you want to understand what's at your local level. Really important, because we tend to look broadly. We go to a meeting or go to a convention and we hear, you know, this is working across the country. Well, you might have a great opportunity, but you might be in a Medicaid-based area, which the marketing is going to be totally different. There's access to care. It's totally different. Not a bad thing. That's a good thing, as long as you know your local marketing and what's going on. So I think really look locally about what's happening within your front door, because sometimes we tend not to do that. And I'll give you, for instance, you know, I was in Texas the other day working with an office. They said the marketing isn't working. And I looked at the marketing and I looked really close. I said, well, let's look at this here. You know, you are advertising as you are a fee-for-service office. You're not a fee-for-service office. You take insurance, you take Medicaid. So you have to market to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was quite shocked and he said, well, how do you think this looks like a fee-for-service office? I said, well, you're marketing, you know, Full Arch, you're marketing, you know, Crown and Bridge, and that's not what you're doing in here. That's not your bread and butter dentistry. So tip for the year, and I'm going to tell this to everybody, you need to be pulling your procedure code report every month. Look at your top procedure code. See what is being sold at your level and know that, because if that's going to be your bread and butter for this year, start with that and then add on to it. But I would be pulling my procedure code mix every month this year and looking at it to apply it to my marketing, not only my KPIs.
That's so good. Dee, if someone has a question and they want to kind of work through this with you and kind of get on the right track for this next year, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
They can reach me through my website or just reach me at d@fisherspro.com. And please, you know, reach out any question. You know, I'm the type that I will answer any question for you. I'm not going to charge for every little thing. I'm kind of like Gary. We like to give back to our profession. But I will tell you this, you know, I think this is going to be a key year leading up to 2026. And why I say that, Gary, is for this. I think this is a rebuild year for the dental industry. And I'm excited about a rebuild year because more people are coming into the workforce. And I also think there's a lot of opportunity. Remember, there's still 80% of people that have to go to the dentist, right? And if we get back to doing bread and butter and really sit to where we know what our specialty is, you know, then do it. I always say, let the guys that do full arch do a great job. If that's what they do, let them do it. If you're great at extractions, go ahead and do it. You know, if you're great at that new patient experience, go do it. So know your why this year. I think that's important.
Yeah, and I think that's huge. And the one thing that people don't understand is that there is not a demand problem in dental right now. There's abundance of new patients, but the new patients can't get into your offices in most cases because you're not answering the phone. Your team's not trained to answer the phone. When they do answer their phone, there's no availability until April. There's like on and on, or they say the wrong things on the phone. So, and then or they come into the office and the treatment isn't presented the proper way, so they don't accept it. There's not a shortage of new patients. There's plenty of new patients. There's a shortage of offices to knowing how to handle those and giving the patient what they want when they need it, how they need it. So great job as always, Dee. I really appreciate you coming on, sharing your brilliance. As you know, I'm a big fan of yours because you're just in it every single day and I always learn so much from you. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.